Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I believe all of us on offense had the rhythm. It felt like us, and we just had to keep pushing the envelope, you know, just keep getting first downs, stay out of get back on track, you know, because it's hard to convert in the NFL, you know, trying to get back on track. So we stayed out of those situations, but got positive yards and stayed ahead of the sticks.
Yeah, it was critical. I think we got a big sack, got him backed up, got him stopped, got the ball back on the touchback, and then went down the field in about 45 seconds or so. And Lamar made huge plays. I mean, Zay Flowers comes up with a massive catch. Lamar makes a great throw. And then Lamar's poised in the pocket. You know, one thing about Lamar, he will take some sacks sometimes, you know. But I also think it's a function of Lamar has a pretty good feel for the fact that he can also make some plays. And so he held the ball in there a couple times, a little longer than maybe is going to make you comfortable, and yet found receivers. And one time got out and scrambled also. So it still comes back to Lamar. I mean,
so you heard Lamar Jackson talking about the rhythm they had in Cincinnati, and you heard Harbs talk about Lamar making plays. And we mentioned this more than a couple times yesterday. Lamar Jackson has never lost a football game weeks 15 through 18 as a NFL quarterback. The only time the Ravens have lost are years where he's been hurt late in the season. It was a limited sample, but we saw him do things that we've seen peak Lamar do in this game in Cincinnati. So with that in mind, is it possible Lamar's about to put that cape on as we head down the stretch here?
I think it's fair to ask and wonder and maybe project that the best is yet to come for Lamar. Are we going to get 2024 Lamar and 2024 Ravens offense? I don't think so. I don't think it's fair to even aspire to that at this point. But can we get a more robust version of the Lamar experience?
I don't think you pronounced it right.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to my way and not our friend's way. Yeah.
I check that, Bones.
Robust.
There it is.
Look, could he start to look like he did at times in the Buffalo game? I think it's possible. I think that was a springboard performance and one that he was able to flash, look more spry, look more agile, look more explosive, but then not have to overdo it. Everything was low volume because they barely ran any plays and they won comfortably. And so he didn't have to overexert himself in the cold where you worry about soft tissue and things like that, especially for a guy who's been on the injury report with five different things. I think there's a lot of positives to take from that experience. And, I don't think we're going to see a run of form from Lamar that puts this team on his back and leads them to a long playoff run. I'm not sure about that. but I think we could see him hitting more high notes more consistently than we have. And if the defense can play against good quarterbacks from here on out, the way they, or they're not going to play as well as they did against Burrow, but if they can play well against good quarterbacks,
can they make plays
and get off the field on fourth down, then Lamar, I think, has a chance to keep this team in games against almost anybody. And I think given the way this season's gone, that's about as good as you could hope for.
I'm with you on all of that. The guy that we saw last year, you're not going to see him the rest of this season.
I don't think so.
It's not going to happen. But looking at this from a glass half full perspective, you just played the Bengals on Sunday. Go back to Thanksgiving. He looked night and day better than Thanksgiving night, where he was a serious detriment to this football team. And with an interception and losing two fumbles and missing layup throws to Zay Flowers on the sideline on a third down play and a swing pass to Keaton Mitchell that he one hops. He looks so much better than that from 2 weeks ago. And I also think it brings up this point, where now that you're starting to see him a little more confident with his legs and running ability, and you saw some more RPOs, this opens up the playbook some more for Todd Monken as well. And it allows defenses to not just hone in on the give to Derrick Henry, where I think now defenses, they have to respect Lamar Jackson keeping it and taking it at this point. So I think there's so many layers to this, where it hindered Todd Monken and it really hindered this team, especially when they get in the red zone, and we know how much of a struggle it's been for them in the red zone all season long. I'm with you. I think we're going to continue to see a better Lamar Jackson from here on out.
I think I'm trying to find the tweet, but again, I apologize who tweeted, but I think Lamar was the fastest he's been since week one in Buffalo.
I have it. It was Ryan Mink.
Yeah.
He hit 19.23 miles per hour on the 12-yard run during the two-minute drill. That was his second fastest top speed since the hamstring injury.
Yeah, so like this...
That backs up the eye test.
Yeah, so it looked like he had a little bit of burst and a little bit of wiggle that we have not seen in a long, long time. And if he's willing to run a little bit, that does open things up. Like that, let's face it, and maybe at the end of the day, some of what made that offensive line better a year ago was the fact that Lamar Jackson is a threat to run the football.
Absolutely. So
if that opens up again, that creates holes for Derrick Henry. That creates some stress on the defense.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go back to some of the low points of recent vintage. The should I run, shouldn't I run, let me scamper out of the pocket, let me try to throw a little jumping, Kareem Skyhook type pass, right?
Nice.
That gets picked off on the heels of his decision-making being a big problem against the Bengals. And you compare that to, again, small sample size on Sunday versus the Bengals, but when he went, He went. He was decisive. Yeah. I think a lot of this is in his head. It's like he feels like he's back, so he's not caught in betwixt and in between run pass. He's just, when he goes, he goes. Now, he did get caught from behind once in the pocket. That stuff, I think, is still going to happen. But outside the pocket, he was. It's almost like he felt like he was a supreme athlete again, and so he just went and did it. And that's where I think it can be contagious, and that's where I think it can snowball in a positive manner. And we'll never know how much of this is in his head and how much of it isn't, and exactly how he's feeling from play to play. And how much of this, frankly, is him just maybe coming to grips with the fact that, like, I'm stuck with Falele. I'm stuck with these five. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I've just got to be me.
Well, I think a lot of it's mental. That's just sports across the board. And mental in the aspect, you bring up the offensive line, where I think maybe there's not a ton of trust we've seen at times this season with the offensive line. And just trying to get through the multiple injuries that he's dealt with in recent weeks. But it's also realizing this, and I know we're about to get to the Steelers game on the other side. You're going to either have to run the table or go 2-1, and that one loss can't be against Pittsburgh in order to make the playoffs. So you're going to have to put everything you got.
Because, so I saw something this morning after Pittsburgh won last night. So if the Ravens win Sunday against New England, next week's game for them is irrelevant. But they still have to beat Pittsburgh week 18.
Yes. Well,
no matter what happens, even if they win, so they have to win two of the next three, but the Green Bay game's irrelevant. If Pittsburgh loses to Detroit.
Yes. Pittsburgh loses.
Pittsburgh has to lose to Detroit. Yeah. So, if Pittsburgh loses to Detroit, then Ravens, if Pittsburgh loses to Detroit, week 17 is irrelevant for both teams. Like, they can sit guys because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, they control their destiny, kind of.
Again, they win out.
Yeah, then they do.
They do. If they win all three games, they win the division.
Yeah. Which, they'd earn it.
Yes, these are three tough games.
They'd earn it.
But again, if Pittsburgh loses to Detroit, then they can lose to Green Bay, assuming they beat New England.
Yes.
Right? It's a morsel, but
the bottom line is they haven't been as good against the AFC as we're accustomed to them being.
And they haven't been as good at home as we've been
accustomed
to.
We'll get into that. Yeah. Harbs would beg to differ.
Except for Chicago.
Yeah,
they were good against Cleveland, but I mean, that was pretty run down.
And again, Chicago was Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was peak Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop is good in that commercial, by the way. Big show today. We're busy as well. 2:30, we'll talk Ravens and maybe a little O's with our friend Morgan Atsit from Fox 45 Sports. 4:00, Pete Alonso's an Oriole. We'll talk about that with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. And what's next? What does Jacob think's next? We'll ask him at 4:00. And Chris Nockey, his thoughts. Terps, we don't believe in moral victories, but man, they showed some fight against Michigan. What did Chris think of that game? And what's he think about the future of Farrell Payne? And what could Virginia look like this weekend? Chris Nockey joins at 4:30.
Again, I think there was far more good than bad to take out of that outing, all things considered. But hopefully Payne is not out for an extended period of time. We haven't talked to Morgan in a few weeks. I'm excited to do that. And I remember way back when Jacob Calvin-Meyer had a maybe fetish is too strong of a way to put it, but he had a sort of a premonition, or he had a thought. That Eflin looked like an Oriole. Remember, he kept saying that.
Yeah,
they got Eflin. I wonder if he's having any premonitions about starting pitchers.
Interesting. Well, he will join us at 4:00. But coming up next, Northern Exposure and Steelers were impressive. The Dolphins were not. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin.
Renegade survived.
Yes, it did. I think they were fired up for Renegade last night. We'll recap Monday Night Football. Northern Exposure next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.